So, as usual, Rabbi Yisai, we start with the Rei, the Heiliger words of the Ma'orinayim. The Ma'orinayim of Parshas Metzora explains why Lashon Hara is such a bad thing. And why, Ba'avon Lashon Hara and the Goyim Boyim. Why? It's very partial, he says. He says, you should know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekabel Tainug Mikolecha Mi'Yisrael. Afilim Rosh HaGadol. Pel de Gazach. That could certainly help us with Avos Yisrael. The Rabbi Shalom has Tainuk from every Yid, even a big Rasha. And like it says, Kepela Chamrimon Rakoseich, Afil Rekonim Shabach Mlaim Mitzvah Krimon. Ukshimedabal Shnor Lechem Yisrael, Afil Kshamer Emes, Umavatl Tainuk Aboiri is Baruch Kav Yachal. Never, there's a new explanation. Never heard this shot before. She tell our good friend over here, Michael. The Rabbi Shalom loves Yid, and he has Tainuk from every Yid, even a Rasha. It's a Pel de Gazach. And if I speak Lashon Hara, even though it's the Emes, I speak Lashon Hara by another Yid, I am a Vat Lashem's Tainuk. And that's the Pshat in the famous state in Chazal, that you mahapich the Oineg to Nega. Oineg, backwards, is Nega. It's transposed. It's nega ayin nun gimel ayin. So that's the reason why you deserve a nega. It's midik neged mida. Mered gezach. You're bringing atzvus to the Rabbi Shalom. He was besimcha. You bring him atzvus, and it's not good. And especially because the mouth is so powerful. This is something that the Maharam repeated many times. It says in Sefer Yetzira, kavon bepeh. The Rabbi Shalom put the 22 letters of the entire Bria, because all Bria is based on the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis, is kaveh in the person's mouth. And a person, therefore his mouth, in a certain way, is equal to the mouth of the Rabbi Nishlom, and his dibur is Malchus Shemayim. A person has to know that the Rabbi Nishlom has put the whole Malchus Shemayim in his mouth. Not in your nose, not in your fingers, not in your toes. Not in your belly, not in your heart, not in your brain. The Rabbi Shalom has put Malchus Shemayim in the mouth of every Yid. Because the mouth is where we enunciate the 22 Oisis of the Torah. And the 22 Oisis of the Torah are the essence of Malchus Shemayim. And therefore, to take that, Dafka, and use it to undermine Hashem, because Hashem is the Melech, He loves every Yid, even the Rasha. Because the Rasha has potential for tshuva. And therefore, what Hashem does with him is his business. It's not for me to make mishzacharayim. It's not for me to go ahead and be right if this Rasha unnecessarily, even if it's the truth. Unless there's some really compelling reason. Otherwise, I mean, it's a very... We're all Meir Hetev to speak Lashon Hara about people who really are Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, that's that we consider them Rishayim, because they're not as firm as we are. Because the minute he's not like me, we really don't like them. Because not on the same page as me. So, that's what he says, that even if he's a Russia, he still shouldn't say Lashon Hara about him. Hashem still loves him.
I don't know how he knows he's a Russian.
It's very simple. I mean, you see a person B'chal Shabbos for Hesse, he's not Russia. And I guess it means, though, you're not saying Lashon Hara if you're telling people, don't learn from his example. You're telling somebody, hey, don't trust his kashrus because the man eats chazer, that's okay. That's not Lashon Hara, that's L'Toelas. But I was telling him Lashon Hara about him. I'm saying, but the guy who's Michal Shaz V'Esya, you know what? He, the guy, Lashon Hara about him. I don't like whatever. I'm saying about the guy Michal Shaz, if I tell you, I don't eat by him because Michal Shaz is one thing. Or if I care, he's a Rosh, I'll say bad things about him. I don't like this guy. He stutters. I don't like his face. He wears dirty clothing. Other people tell people about these things. You know, he smells. And the guy's house is so sloppy and his wife is so ugly. And he's also a cheapskate. He happens to know he has lousy kids. I'm just not feeling sorry for the guy. Tell to Ellis. So even if he's a Russian gobble, I am not supposed to be stam lashnar about him because Hashem still has a lot of time for him. Hashem is still happier with him than the guy by his. So Stam Tzvi Lashon Hara about him is changing Hashem's own egg into Nega. That's why it's awesome. As I was up there, Allah L'mayis would have to look more carefully and study the Chofetz Chaim. What are the parameters? Are the Rishoyim who are not Bechlal Achich anymore, maybe your last Lashon Hara? Okay, something to be researched. The Kedushas Levi. Kedushas Levi here in Parsha, we have a few things about the Omer. So we're holding in the Omer. So first you have the Kedushas Levi in Parsha's Vayetze. And the Kedushas Levi says, Vayakov Karloi Gal Eid. We know that when Lavan and Yaakov had their final showdown, they built up a mountain, a mound of stones, and it was called Gal Eid, the testimony of the Gal of the mound of stones. So Zokta, the Kedush Levi, only a Kedush Levi can say this, that Gal Eid is a remez to Lag Boimer. Gal is Lag, backwards. So Gal is Lag, and it reminds you of the following. Amazing. There's a famous Mechilta that says, V'yamsuf nidme lehem kebocher, v'matan Torah nidme lehem kezokin. Very important Mechilta. That the Rabbi Shlom Kav Yochel revealed himself with a different face, a different identity, and Yamsuf, God looked like a bocher, a youngster. And Hasina Hashem looked Kav Yochel. There was some way for Klal Yisrael to envision God was as an old man. Which one is better? A young person or old person? So he says that you should know that, how should we put it like this? He says Gal Eid is Lashon Lag Boimer. Gal Eid. Thus haste. The Omer period is divided into three parts. Three thirds. The first two thirds are until Lag Boimer. It's 49 days. So it's 16 days and 16 days and 16 days, which is 48. So Lag Boimer is already like, It's really more like 16 in the third, 16 in the third, and 16 in the third. So Lag Boimer is twice 16 in the third. So that's the transition point between the first two thirds and the last third. And here he says in part of the eighth, he just introduced the subject, that the Bechina of Yetzias Mitzrayim, so the Omer has two dimensions to it. Number one, we celebrate leaving Mitzrayim. The second element is we're getting closer to the Matan Torah. For the first 33 days, we are in the mode of Yetzias Mitzrayim. For the last 16 and the third days, we're in the mode of Kabbalah Zatayah. So it's Gal Eid. Gal, till the 33rd day, it's like Eidus on Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's the Remes, Lag Boimer. So if you want a Remes, Lag Boimer, it's Gal Eid. Gal Eid. And after that, we start thinking about now, the Yisoschar brings down that the first 32 days are Leiv, and the last 17 days are Toiv. For the first, also many others make this dichotomy between the first two thirds and the last third. The first two thirds, the first 16 and 16 days is Leiv. You work on having a good heart, a heart. And the last 7 days are a good heart. From Lag Boimer starts the good heart. And that's why the Magefa stopped. Because the Talmid Rav Akiva had a heart, but it wasn't a good heart. There weren't like covered zebizet. So they had a heart, but it wasn't good enough. So the first 32 days you have a lave, doesn't mean it's a good heart. A lave means that you are not a behemoth like in Mitzrayim. A lave means you have emotions. A lave means you have emunah b'Hashem. A lave means that you have, a lave means sensitivity, awareness. So the first 32 days is a lave. But that doesn't mean, that's like b'nad l'makam, so to speak. The last 17 days, the last third, is a leif toif, no chaveiro. Okay, that's the mahalach of the Yisoschar brings down. But his mahalach is that the first two thirds is Yitzias Mitzrayim, the last third is the Kabbalah Sater. Okay, that's part of the Yetze, but it gets much better. Gentlemen, it gets much better. It was worthwhile coming just for this. The only problem is now they say, I can't say Shabbos Tzim again, just because of you. But he says that we know there's a reason for this. He says that the pshat, and that mechilta, Here in Parshas Yisro, the Kedushas Levi expands and elaborates on what he said in Parshas Vayetze and the Mechilta, that by Kriyas Yamsuf and Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim, God looked like a bacher, and by Matan Torah looked like an old man. Which is better? So I'll tell you which is better. Because the Arizal says that, you know, there's two kinds of Moichen. There's Moichen the Katnus and Moichen the Godless. What does that mean? Moichen the Katnus means small-mindedness, means a baby brain. Baby brains are selfish brains. Babies only know one thing, me. Babies come with their hands clenched. A baby only has one thing in mind. Me, my personal satisfaction, change my diaper, give me milk, cuddle me, hug me, don't scare me, play with me, take care of me, pay attention to me, don't neglect me, and then diaper me again, give me some more milk, and everything I want. So, Moichel the Katnus means the mindset that you're serving Hashem already, you believe in God, but it's all about me. It's not a theocentric existence, it's an egocentric existence. It's all about me. That's Moichel the Katnus. So, that is the pshat that by Kriyas Yamsuf, God appeared as a bacher. It means a kid. Kids are Moichel the Katnus. Kids are cotton. A kid is totally egocentric. It's all about me. I want my needs met. At Matan Torah, God appeared as a Zaken. The Zaken is Moichel the Godless. Godless means maturity. Godless means to be mature. And maturity means not about me. Maturity means I'm here in this world, I have a responsibility towards others, and Fakir, the greatest real pleasure and privilege is to serve other people. And that a life lived for myself, it becomes a jaded existence and it's not really so geschmack after a while. And life only has meaning to the extent that I serve others. That's Moichel the Godless. So he says, that's the pshat and that Mechilta. That Kriyas Yamsuf was like a bach and Moichel the Godless. But we're not finished yet. And he says like this. He says, I'll give you an example of the difference between Moichel the Katnus and Godlesses. He says, Mashal Lamad Dar Daimeh. So a father made clothing for his two sons. He has a little boy and a big boy. What's the difference? The little boy, when his father, the 5-year-old kid, the father takes him to the store and gets a gorgeous new suit for Pesach. So this kid is preening and primping himself in the mirror. And who does he want to make himself happy? Himself. I look so good, I look so handsome, I'm looking so great. Is it, the main tachlis is, I want to look good for myself. That's the tachlis. Come to everybody side. So, Grace Heilige Yunim. So, he's up the Heilige Kedushas Lady, that the Chilik, what? The Chilik division, Moichen the Godless, and Moichen the Katnus is, the Katn, when he puts on a new suit, his father makes him a new suit, his tachlis is to look good himself. And Moichel the Godless is that when the older boy puts on a new suit, he comes to the chasna, he wants to look good for his father. He wants to be proud to say, oh, look at my son. What a beautiful suit my son has. Look at that son of mine. What a pracht, what a nachas. So the Moichel the Godless is that every benefit that I enjoy, every advantage that I enjoy, my purpose is to give nachas ruach to the Rabbi Shalom, not to me. So by Kriyas Yamsuf, it was Moichel the Katnus. Moichel the Katnus is, it's all about me. That's a Nirka Bacher. A Bacher is a kid who only understands himself. And by Sinai, the Rabbi Shalom revealed himself as a Zaken, but that's not, the Rabbi Shalom is a reflection of us. When we say the Rabbi Shalom revealed himself as a Zaken, it really means that the Rabbi Shalom is us. He reveals himself to the Madrega that we can be Masik. Just like an older person. Look yourself in the mirror, you see a white beard, they're showing tight to give Nachas Ruach to the Rabbi Shalom. How about me? I don't look so good anyway. I'm an old man. White beards aren't so pretty. So that's what happened in Matan Torah. And again, as the Kedushas Levi said in Parshas Vayetze, the Ha'or of the Moichen, the Katnus, goes to Lag Boimer. And the Ha'or of Moichen, the Godless, starts in Lag Boimer on. That's why Lag Boimer is the end of the Avelus. That's what he said in Parshas Vayetze. And the remnant of that is the word that Yankim in a Gal Eid. Gal Eid. Till Lag Boimer, Gal, it's Eidus of Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. So he says, that's the Pshat and the Agoda. Metchila oivdei v'dezara hoyev v'seim Mitzrayim. Zog the Heilig Kedush Devi, v'vada l'yale al das chasr sholom, she'ovdo v'dezara mamish. Yid, v'dezara mamish, you really think it's trying to Yid and worship the idols, that Salem's, Getchkes, Rechmon l'Islan? No. When it says v'dezara means they're worshiping themselves. That's the v'dezara. The grass of v'dezara is zich. Nish getchke chasr sholom, nish kein tifle chasr sholom, but v'dezara is zich. If you're here to serve yourself, and it's all about I should look good in my new suit and I should show off, then that's tantamount for a yid. That's shelo lishma. That's called marbe malchus. That's called like avodah zara. This is nishgit. Ha'oyved es atzmoi, ha'oyved aboyre, that he's rav is shalit. This is moichem the katnas. Shuas become the moichem the katnas. Only at the Kabbalah Zatira, Nasa Venishma, avoid Lishma, so avoid the godless, like a Zokin. That's the Pshat, Vyam Niglam Kibokher, Lashin Katnus, Mantarik Zokin. Okay, but now he says a Chiddis is worth traveling all the way from Shikun Square to hear this Chiddis, and the Heiligir Kedushas Levi. He says, now you understand why we don't take haircuts during Daimir. What's that? It's Meredik. This is not going to see any place in the world except for this Sefer. Now you know why you don't take haircuts. You know why? Levaltik. He says, because here, Saris is bechinus a levush. It's like a levush, like clothing. And levush is chitzonius. The hair is chitzonius. And the chitzonius is always a covering for the pnimius. So till lag boimer, we don't take haircuts to show that we're in the mode of Moichin the Katnas. Moichin the Katnas is all about showing off Chitzonius. There's no Pnimius. So therefore, it's Osir Shave. Let's take a haircut to Lag Baimer. Because till Lag Baimer, we're holding a Chitzonius. We're holding a Malbushim. We're holding an outside stuff. Showing off. Showing off, like the boy who wore a new suit. He's interested in showing off the Yizchashev. So you're not allowed to cut your hair. Because that would be presumptuous. It's like you're saying, oh, I raised from Chitzonius, I'm into Pnimius. And acknowledged by them. So that's Osir to shave your beard and take a haircut till Lag Ba'omer or whatever the 30-day system is, because Mahaltnish by the Pnimius, Mahaltn by Chitzonius. Megia Yema Mufcher, and Yezoich the Moichon the Godless, Husser Levush, Mesirna Gam Kane Esasaris. You only take your haircut 6 times a year on those 6 big days? The 6 haircut days? Is that the, when's the next haircut day in Square? What? Memchess, that's it. And when was the last haircut day? Erev Pesach, that's it. One day. So everyone just sees that, just everyone just gives each other haircuts.
Yeah, this week also. Also says this.
What, this week you also take haircuts? I took one today. I don't start till this. I start the second month. I start really the first day of Rosh Chodesh. This year I take the first day of Rosh Chodesh, so. But I say that's it. But really, you shouldn't really take it. The whole hetter, it's mashma, is if you couldn't take, if you help by the first minik, that you start from second day Pesach, and you couldn't take, so you can take on Erev Shabbos, even though it's over from Yehuda Chassid. But if you can take it earlier, why should you play around with Yehuda Chassid? No, it's Friday. It's Friday. So why should you play with Yehuda Chassid? If you have no choice, a person who has started his minik already, no, you can only do it on Friday. No, okay. But if you can do it earlier, why get involved? Anyway, you hear what the Heilig Kedusha Levi is saying, that till Lag Baimer Lamazon, you hold like the Lamazon, the main minig, that's from Pesach to Lag Baimer, then it stopped. It's because from Pesach to Lag Baimer, the Shitasi says, you're holding my moich and the katnas. Katnas is chitzonius. You're not doing things for the inner reason, for the neshama of the Zach, the lishma of the Zach. The Zach is chitzonius. It's selfish. It's external. So therefore, you have to, you don't cut your saris off. The show, I'm still in the external world. A hair is like a malbush. I'm holding by the shar. Really, I didn't say this. It's a shar. The word sar is like a shar, and shar is the outside gate. I didn't get inside the gate yet. The chal by the achmin in drois in the chal. So I'm still on the outside. When you get to when you're holding by shuas, it's like when you're holding by shuas already. Shuas is near like a zokain. The zokain already is pnimius. Then you get rid of the saris and go to your pnimius. Azoy zok the heilig kedushas levi. It's very digazach. But we're not finished. That's the Kedushas Levi in Parshas Yisro. And now we have a Kedushas Levi in Parshas Tazria. So in Parshas Tazria, Daf Reish Tzadi Zion, Zog the Kedushas Levi, Ashtikol Torah, which is Gebayt on the Parsha, Ishaki Tazria V'yolda Zohar, and Gebayt also. On, this is the same similar concept we're talking about as Gebayt on Pirk Yavis. Heim to give this week's Pirk Yavis, Perek Beis. Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph says, Rabbi Yomer, Eze derech yisharash yavar lo ya'odam kol shu tiferes liyoseha v'tiferes lo min ha'odam. The derech you should choose is tiferes for you, liyoseha, and tiferes lo ya'odam, tiferes from people. What does that mean? He says, we mean to tell you, said Dush David, that there's a meat of tiferes. And yet the malim is tiferes, which is interesting because we're holding Baal Pat Tiferes. By the time Shabbos rolls around, we'll be Tiferes. Tonight, the last night of, so we had Chesed and we had Gvura. And Tiferes is the balance between Chesed and Gvura. Chesed is Avram, and Gvura is Yitzchak, and Yaakov Avinu is Tiferes. Tiferes is the balance between Chesed and Din, Gvura. That's Tiferes. So Rebbe says that the Derech should be the very, he yelled to me this Tiferes, which is very nice, very fascinating, because he doesn't say this, but it's very fascinating. Because Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was a Gilgal of Yaakov Avinu. Because Nasi is Rosh HaTevis, Nitzutz, or Neshama, Shel, Yaakov Avinu. And that's why, right? So when Rivka was upset that Vaisrotzu Avon Bekirba, so she went to find the Navi, either Shame, and the Shame, and if it was Tutzach, she said, Shnei Goyim Vivitnei, Shnei Lum Mechberedu, Rabbi and Antoninus. Rabbi came from Yaakov, from Yankov came Rabbi, and from Esav came Antoninus. So that's what it says in Rashi. The Rabbi is a direct shaykhus with Yankov, and then Yankov is Tiferes. So it's very good that Rabbi says with Tiferes that Esav Dershel of Adam is what? Shekol Shet Tiferes by Yisrael, for Tiferes by Adam, because Rabbi is Yankov, and Yankov is Tiferes. He is the balance between Chesed and Gevur. Anyway, what's Tiferes? Zok the Kedushas Levi, that Tiferes is. The Pharisee is a Zoi. He gives his marshal. A marshal, he says, look at it this way. Tiferes means, the marshal is on something else. He says, Tiferes means that my Gansa Voida is to give Tiferes to their Banishtam. There's two ways to serve the Banishtam. It really is three ways. And this is Sharm says, and he also mentioned it. So the Sharm says, then the Perek Ches. The lowest way is I'm serving Hashem for benefit of Olam Haza. A higher way is I'm serving to get Olam Haba. Zoich Nish Git. Salz Fazich. And the highest way is Tiferes. Tiferes, I want people to say, wow, look what a Yid looks like. What a Tiferes. This is God's people. The God of the Jews must be a great God. Because if he has us Jews, he must be a great God. So I want to bring only one thing, to Tiferes to the Baruch Hashem. This is what Tzelem Elokim looks like. Can you imagine what Elokim himself looks like? Wow. So the Tiferes person has only one kavana zavoy, the chablib, the Baruch Hashem. My tachlis is to make God look good. I want to look good, so God will look good. It's a reflection of me. Sounds simple, but that's the whole avoyda. I want to make Hashem look good. And the whole day I'm praising the Baruch Hashem. People understand that the whole tachlis yid is amzi yitzaitali, tilasi yisaperu. We hear for the whole day, they say, Sheva Vaidat Ibrahim, Hashem is so good, Hashem is so gewaltig, Hashem is so awesome. So, what did I see today? I was just picked up something and said about the Eiffel Tower. It's always fascinating. The Eiffel Tower is so awesome. It has, was it 12 million rivets? It could be 12 million. It was an awesome number of rivets. Every single rivet has a hole. And every rivet, when they built it, fit into the hole exactly. If two steel beams were not lined up exactly perfect, the rivet wouldn't go in. There's tons and tons and tons and tons and tons of steel. The whole Eiffel Tower is an architectural marvel made by a human being. It took many years. Gustav Eiffel built it. And it's so precise. It was the biggest, highest, tallest building of its time. B'shaytoy. 1,000 feet tall, which is the tallest thing that ever was in the face of the earth. It's built with awesome precision by a human being. And it took a lot of planning, a lot of engineering. Now, a human being is even more chashuv than the Eiffel Tower. There's more awesome precision in any human being, just our eyes, in our liver, there's much in our heart, in our brain, there's more awesome detail than in the whole Eiffel Tower. When? Oh yeah, Takas is yours. Yeah. Yesterday? Yeah.
In the apple seed, there's a billion bits of information.
Yeah, yeah. The genetic code, every gene has the two billion things on the genome map. So the awesome is Ayim and Noyah, but it all happened by itself. Meshigah. And God's Meshigah. So we're supposed to be around telling people day and night there is no evolution, there is no evolution. A human being, I was talking, I went to a chasna, so I was going to the Washington Bridge on, Monday night. I have this partner in Torah, being Makarv this year in Calabasas, California. I told you about this year, never heard of Purim. Never heard of Shavuos either, so this week I'm teaching about Shavuos. Best time to learn with him in the car. My wife's driving. So I'm trying to tell him what Amunah means and what it means that there's a Rabbanu Shalom. Because what did he ask me? He asked me like, oh, I talked to him about a soul. I told him he has a soul. He says, Rabbi, I know you have a soul. We state you have a soul. Where's the soul? Where's the soul? Where's your soul? Can you show me your soul, please? Where's your soul? Where's your soul? I said, I can't prove he's a soul. I'm not one of these clever, you know, Arachim people who could maybe prove it to you. I'm not Achminish Nazar Kunstmacher to give you the cute arguments whether it has to be a soul. I can just tell you this, do you believe in God? If you believe in God, you have to believe in a soul. You believe that God put a little bit of himself in every one of us. That's all. That's what a soul is. A little bit of God. First you have to believe in God. If you believe in God, that man just couldn't happen by itself. It must be a God. So once you believe this, because a God made man, you go that God sinks to man a little bit, and he put a little bit of himself in every man. So I tell him, I'm going to the Washington Bridge over here. I'm looking now, mamish, at the middle supports, and there's thousands and thousands of rivets. And I was just, mamish, as I was passing, I was talking to him, mamish, I was looking how the rivets are precisely inserted. Even the Washington Bridge, it's a big pella, Washington Bridge. My shver was, when they first opened it, he was learning in Yitzhak Chanan. When they opened it in 1933, he was just about to hotels. He was finishing up in Sofan, he was about to hotels. He was there when they opened up the Washington Bridge. It was one of the big marvels of the world. The Washington Bridge was a great Sazak. Today we take it for granted. Anyway, I'm just looking at the rivets. There's thousands and thousands of rivets, but they're not Stam Helter Skelter. The rivets are each one in a specific pattern and an order. That, can you imagine that happening by evolution, that they just happened to just fly into the Washington Bridge? Just like it's impossible in the 10 billion trillion years of Washington Bridge never happened by itself. It's just not Chayach by itself. So I can believe a human being happened by itself. With all your laws of mutations and selection of the survival of the fittest and everything, Narishkeit. It's unbelievable. Just your beard is a pella. Every hair has its own little pore. Anyway, so I told him, you believe God made man, then God is sticking to man. He made us, he's sticking to us. And that's the soul. Anyway, Teferes means I only want to talk about the Rabbanu Shlom. That's all I'm talking about all the time. So he says a very cute thing. He says, I'll get to the point here with Nageya, to us. He says, if you want to have a saga, how we give tainah to the Rabbanu Shlom, you have to ask yourself a question. Why did the Rabbanu Shlom have to make a yid? Hashem has billions and billions of malachi asharis and shemayim, and they say sheva fayda to the Rabbanu Shlom all day. We're saying that the whole tachlis of a yid is to give sheva to Rabbanu Shlom. Whole tachlis is to Ferris, tell the world how great the Rabbanu Shlom is. What is the malachim have better voices than us. They sing better. They have a choir. It's not Miami Boys Choir. It's a real choir from millions and millions of malachim. So sweet, so beautiful. Vos ratani, does Rabbanu Shlom have a couple, 10 Jews, the brachana, motley crews of Jews get together and they say, and they daven every morning with croaking voices, with hoarse voices. What does it need us for? The Malachi Asharis are a sach shana than we are. You know what it is? Zokter Azvay Derech Moshel. He says, you know, the princes, they have these birds that can speak. They have parrots. And everybody, what do the princes do? When the prince succeeds in training a parrot to speak, he invites all of his friends over to the palace and says, oh, Rabbi Isai, look at my parrot. And the parrots are darshaning. And he says over the Gettysburg Address, and the Declaration of Independence, 47 years ago, our fathers brought forth this continent, a nation dedicated to the proposition that the Chveis, if it goes, it relates to no Balpeh. And he says, well, Azuk Balpeh, to the prince is very proud. His parrot says over the Gettysburg Address. So, what's the big Chiddush? Because for a dumb bird to say over the Gettysburg Address and speak is a taka, gvaltik Chiddush. People get, wow. So my next neighbor has a parrot. The parrot said, I forget what it says already. It says Mazel Tov or something. Taka, very impressive. The parrot says Mazel Tov. It says something about green. He has a parrot. Big, aggressive parrot. It says Taka, a dumb bird with a bird brain says Mazel Tov. Taka, very interesting thing. He says, that's what we look like. That's why it's a chiddush. The malach is hashem of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Why not? A malach is not a bird brain. The malach is a malach brain. Malach is up to something. But that you and I, that we bird brains, we chaymer, we two-legged animals that we are, we behemoth gasses that we are, fressers, essers, schluffers, zoifers, that we are, that we can get up and say, Yishtabach Shem Chalad Malkeinu, and we can say, Baruch Yis Hashem Avayrach, wow, we're a bigger pelt than the parrots, because we have a bigger vocabulary than the parrots. We have awesome. That's the pshat. That's the pharis. Achekol avoidas malachi mala, chashuvin ka'ayin, neged maisa b'nei adam. Because we are human parrots. We are chiddush. Wow. That's the voice. You hear? Human parrots. So there was a mitzvah of a parrot. So someone is a santa. My grandson was a enoklach. They're all having a big machoik of what they ask Zayi for Afi Komen. You know, it has to be something realistic. So whatever. So one wanted a motorized scooter. I don't know if there's a sagas and a motorized scooter. And then I said, that's $150. An 8-year-old kid, okay, you can live with that. So we're still trying to figure out what's going to be the afikamen for the oilam. So I'm sitting in the office, and then walks one of the chaver, the balabatim, with his 7-year-old son. And he says, my son wants, if afikamen, a bird. So what's the rough thing about that? Birds is a good pet for a kid. Yeah, that's right. I see fish is also not bad. The Gemara says, fish are also good because Yidlur of Keres Haaretz, fish is not a bad pet also for kids. So the guy was shocked. I said, no, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. A bird is not a bad idea. So my aunt, we're listening. He said, oh, we want a bird too. I said, okay, they're fine. We got birds. They got the birds already. Someone raises lovebirds in Flappish. They have the lovebirds for free. Someone hatches lovebirds. They actually saw the bird hatch in front of their eyes. My son's neighbor makes love. I don't know what lovebird exactly is. It's kind of a bird. So they got themselves the new birds already, and Yichel Kaif in the cage. And they know already that Halacha it's Muktzah on Shabbos. So Shai up is galant. They know you can't talk to the Kimmel on the birds on Shabbos. You can give them the food if necessary, because if it's Tzar V'Lachayim, and they know that Halacha it's Muktzah, and it's fine. Shine good. Birds are represented. So if a parrot's not better. So some people say you shouldn't have unkosher birds. Parrot stam is unkosher birds. And there's a whole sefer on birds. On the Shluch HaKan sefer, he speaks about this, the dinner Shluch HaKan on parrots. He ties that the parrots are probably for the 24 unkosher birds. Most birds are kosher. So some don't want to have unkosher birds in the house.
I had a parrot, I got rid of it.
It's from Chayda, that's why. So the kids zogt the heilige. Well, we'll see. A free bird. Zog the Heilige to Zlevi that the Tachlis, the state, he says, the Zohar Kodesh says, Yisrael Mefarnasim Lavien Shemeshmayim. Yidden give Pranosa to Lavien Shemeshmayim. What's that Yidden give Pranosa? It says the Mishlei, Ben Chacham Yismachov. Which means that when Yidden do mitzvahs and maizim toivim, when Yidden daven to give Shevach Lodot to the Rebunishnam, when Yidden are Teferis, Teferis Lai Sei, learns Shat, Teferis doesn't mean it's Teferis to the Rebunishnam, Teferis Ezel Derech. Yeshar Shavuot doesn't mean Teferes Lo'iseh to me, the doer of the mitzvahs. Derisha means Lo'iseh, the one who made me, which is the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's the Pshat. Teferes Lo'iseh, Hayinu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shu'asanu is Mespoyer. And Teferes Lo'iseh means the other people have Teferes and have Tainuk from it. The Tachlis of our being alive is one thing, to give Tainuk to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Like we said earlier. That's what that's what the Gemara Naim said earlier. The whole shir started with the Gemara Naim. The Gemara Naim Pasha says Tazriyim Mitzayr. The reason why Lashon Hara is such a bad thing is because the Rebbeinu Shel Olam has Oinek from Yedda Yid Afilu Agreiser Rasha, Rasha Gadol. And if I speak Lashon Hara about that person, I am taking Hashem's, I am robbing Kaviyachal, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is Oinek, and the Hepat Gemara is Nega, and that's why I get a Nega. So, I'll think what the Mori Naim said, what the Levi says, Al-Tazal-Bazab. We are here to give money to the Rebbeinu Shalom. We're Mepharis and Levi'im Shebishmaim. We literally give Pranos to the Rebbeinu Shalom. If not mistaken, Rav Chaim Volozhiner, and Nefesh HaChaim also speaks about this desire of Kodesh. Yisrael Mepharis and Levi'im Shebishmaim. The Zal-Bazab. Tznuah Zal-Akim. The Zal-Bi Yisrael Umutum again and again. The Rav Tachlis is to give Nachas Ruach to the Rebbeinu Shalom. And one last shtickle, we have a few minutes left till 11, make it kurz and sharp. Here in Parshas Metzora, the Heilig Kedusha's Levi goes to another site. He says, you know, it says in Pirkei Avos, right, the Pirkei Avos, then tells me the Kumandik of Pirkei Avos, Dam Elamal Bimcha, Ayin Roya Oizan Shamas, Kom HaSech V'Sefer Nechtov. So, in fact, what do you mean? The Rebbein Shlom has eyes? The Rebbein Shlom has ears? What's the pshat? So he says, so the words of a Kanta Vort, but he says it with a different knetch. The Baal Shem Tov, the Velt says over the Baal Shem Tov, Dama Lamala Mimcha. You should know that everything that happens in Shemayim starts from you. You make everything happen in Shemayim. Dama Lamala, Dama Lamala. If you want to know what's going on in Shemayim, it's Mimcha. It's all what you do. Because Hashem Tzilcha Yad Minech, Hashem is your shadow. But he says a little even deeper, the head of Kedusha Levi. He says the pshat is that Be'etzim, the Rebbein Shlom does not have eyes and ears. This is really a very tough word. We know we always speak about the Rebbein Shlom, B'loshem Le'adam. Fine. But how do you do that, Taka? How can you speak about God, the Rebbein Shlom, having an eye, an ear, an arm? Zoktein Echlami. The Rebbein Shlom has none of that. He doesn't have Be'etzim, an eye and an ear. But when a Yid uses his eyes, L'Shem Shemayim, and uses his eyes to give teferis to Rebbein Shlom, and someone can say, I told you a story a couple weeks ago, how a fryer person became about tshuva because he saw a frumi yid pass by a shmutzig store and the frumi yid didn't look. And the frumi yid passed away, got off the street, turned his head away, didn't look, and this fryer person was looking, he just couldn't believe that somebody had to have such self-control. So he figured out in his little puny brain that must be that this yid has such a tainik from something else that his mashter is tainik by looking at the shmutz. And he was driving himself crazy. What tainik could there be better than looking at the shmutz? I gotta find out. He went Meshuggah, he went around finding another from a Yid, and he said, from a Yid, tell me, what is it about you from a Yid that you don't look at the things that give me the biggest tainik? I'm so Meshuggah, I'm so addicted to Shmutz, and you don't look. What do you enjoy better? What is it you don't want to share that you don't want? So Yid says, yeah, I'm Davik Basham. Yes, Davik is their Rebbein Shlom. I'm thinking of learning in Torah. I don't want to break up my relationship with Rebbein Shlom. If I become a Tomei, if I become a piece of Shmutz, how can I be Davik Basham? I'll be Meruchik from Rebbein Shlom. I'll be matuv. I'll be despised. Azar, he says, oh, really? I never knew about this stuff. Tell me more about it. I can't tell you. Go to yeshiva, sent him to Arzamer, and became a great tzaddik. This Yiddish sheikh is never, who never saw from me in his life. So the point is that when a Yid uses his eyes properly, he gives Hashem an eye to look at him. In other words, if we use our eyes properly, then we give eye, that's right, dama l'malam mimcha. Should know, whatever is in heaven is from you. Ayin Roya, the Ayin Roya comes from you. The Ayin Shemaz comes from you. If a person davens and he's mashmiya as Dvar of Loznov, a person davens flasik, gishmak, and he is mashmiya, he davens as you should, which the minimum level of davening should be that your ears hear what your mouth is saying. Shemazmiya can't be too loud anyway. But elder davening can say, Asach Varmer, with the Shtapsa Nefesh, but he's supposed to daven in such a way the ear hears. So that's the pshat. Da, you should know, malamala mimcha. Whatever goes on Shemayim by the Rebbein Shlom, it's from you. Ayin Roya, it's from you. Ayin Shemaz, it's from you. Come on, Sech Medev in the Chlav. If you believe in Hashgacha Pratis, that's how Hashem is going to treat you. You mamish make the eyes. Because Hashem tzilcha yad minecha. And that's the pshat until him lama dalet. Einei adonoy el tzadikim v'oznom el shavasam. Hashem's eyes are to the tzadikim, you know why? Because the tzadikim have their eyes to their Rebbein Shlom. They're looking around for Hashgacha Pratis all the time. They're looking at the Washington Bridge to bring proofs that the Welt couldn't have evolved. This is just like the Washington Bridge. There's no one in his right mind would ever say that such a bridge could just happen by itself. You have to get out of your mind. It's the biggest fairy tale. And you can believe a human being who's a billion times more complex than the George Washington Bridge. That is garnished compared to a human being. Garnished, right? Garnished. It's unbelievable. It's awesome what a mensch is, inside, outside. And you're going to believe it happened by itself. It evolved in a billion years. In a billion years, it couldn't happen by itself. Just like George Washington couldn't happen by itself. Can't. So if the eye of the tzaddik, who's looking out for the Rebbein Shlom, then the Rebbein Shlom, he shafts eyes by the Rebbein Shlom to look for him. The tzaddik wants his ears to hear the shevach of the Rebbein Shlom, then the Rebbein Shlom is listening to the tefillos of the tzaddik, taka, and he has ears to listen to his tefillos. And that's the pshat, da, malamala mimcha, da ayin roi, da ayin shamas. So if you do good, not only that, if you do good with your eyes, Satan, gracious Rabbah, the Mus Tsurasa Shayankavinu Chokok Tachas Kisi Kvaidai, and when a Yid does the mitzvah Hashem properly, his picture also gets engraved in Hashem's Kisei HaKavod. This is a Dichli Yisoid. That's what I speak about another time. About Richas, I've said the famous Tosfos Yom Kippur. It's really Tikkun Zohar. It's often a Tikkun Zohar that every Yid has a place on the Kisei HaKavod, like a frame, it's empty. And throughout our lifetime, we are given the opportunity to make a masterpiece. Beautiful, beautiful picture in there. So if you daven with your lips well, so Hashem paints in your lips. If you think good with learning, Hashem, this is a three-dimensional CAT scan picture. It's nice thing. It's not just a flat picture. There's a CAT scan too. It goes inside. It's MRI. So you think good with thoughts in your brain, you have a nice brain. You lose your legs for mitzvahs, you have nice legs. If you do not vary, you're paralyzed. You're cutting yourself off. Makes you quadriplegic. The same legs you used to run to shul, now you use the same legs to run to the movies, Rachman Lasdan, then you're like, you're cutting your own legs off, you become Nebuch a cripple in Shemayim. Whatever in Shemayim is totally on you. That's what Dala Mala Mala Mimcha. Mi Ma'asecha Shata Isa. In Shemayim, it's all totally in what your eyes do. So again, if a person looks for Hashkacha Prasad of the Rebbe Hashem, then his eyes in his portrait in Shemayim are opened up. Because if my eyes are open to look for the Rebbe Hashem all over the Bria, I'm looking to discover Hashgacha Pratis, then number one, Hashem's eyes are open. Number two, my eyes are open very nicely in my self-portrait. But if I like it in the Rebbe Hashem, I say, God doesn't look so carefully. Selective. God really watches everything. Yeah, God watches everybody. If you don't believe that, so you're blinding God's eye, so to speak, and also you're blinding your own eye. And then Shemayim, since you don't believe in Hashem's eyes, your own eyes are like pierced out in your portrait in Shemayim. Azoy zuk the heilige kedushas levi. This is the avodas adam to shaf eyes and ears in the Rebbe. We bring God to light, so to speak. We make, so it's also a shtick like a kavodah. Not tzel mekim means that we are in God's image. God is in our image. Tzel mekim means we make the Rebbe in our image. That's what kavodah says. He's expanding on it a little bit differently. He's saying the pshat is literally, we give Hashem eyes, we give Hashem ears, and we give our own tzur in the Kisei HaKavod, also eyes and ears, based on our avodas Hashem. And the quality of the eyes and ears, that'll be our portrait forever. Everybody has a lifetime chance to make a masterpiece. Here's a masterpiece in Shemayim, it's even nicer, it's even better in Shemayim. Because in Shemayim we have your lips with thousands and thousands of different Torah, so your lips are shining over there. Here's the shinish of Zoyishtach, it's strahlt. In Shemayim, your lips are burning hot, they're like burning coals. And the eyes that mamash were pure in this world, mamash are shining in Shemayim, meredith. So that the portrait in Shemayim looks much, much, much better. But the portrait starts with the fact that I gave eyes and ears to the Banishna. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we'll stop here. And Baruch Hashem, we'll see you next time.